What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so goddamn excited to be here with you folks today. You know I love you. You know I fucks with all of y'all. I fucks with all my audience. Y'all are great. But today I'm riding with some real niggas. I got some friends in the building. Individuals that you've heard before. Individuals you haven't heard before. It's only two niggas. It's not a lot of motherfuckers. But as always, I got my brother here. Say what's up, nigga.
I'm not always here, nigga.
That's very true. See, I told you.
Nigga. I told you what I say.
If we do this in pre-pro, it happens. But either way, we got guests. Bro, you want to introduce the guests since you introduced them to me? I know it's my thing. Usually I do the introductions, but I flipped it on you. Now,
what? Introduce the nigga. Your name's on the show.
It is true. All right, fuck it. I'll introduce the friend. All right, cool. Up next, we got the motherfucking Red Danger, the Red Skull himself. Mr. What's your name? Say what's up to the people, nigga.
Hey, what's up to the people? What's up? Hey, yeah, you know.
Over there. We got CEO of Mixed Mic Productions. This nigga wears a lot of goddamn hats, man. He's got a lot of goddamn names, man. We're going to talk about that today. How many goddamn name changes are you going to do? In five years, he's going to be another one. He have a kid. Yeah. He's going to name his rap name, his kid name. It's going to be confusing as fuck. But today, man, we got that nigga Mango on the line. What's happening, bro? Say what's up to the people.
What up, my brothers? What up? Hello, people. Hi, world.
I'm awkward on this. Sounding so goddamn shy. This man raps. This man engineers music. This man is a overall prodigy and a very outgoing individual. This nigga got like a lot of jobs and shit. He go out meet people. These niggas repping for Senate. What's the 210? That's the area code. No, we still 903 in this bitch.
It's still 903. Yeah.
Oh goddamn.
Just
that.
That's
home. Hey, why does 903 not have like a cool call sign? We should have like a fucking finger sign. Like BX all day.
A favor. Make a 9 with your fingers. No, that's not a 9. You're holding up 9 fingers, but you're not. Yeah, no, this looks stupid.
I see everybody. This is awesome content. If you subscribe to the Patreon, you'll be able to watch it. I'm kidding. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be free. We always put this shit out on free. So you can see me trying to make 9s with my hands. Is this working? No?
No, I think it looks really dumb.
Switch the camera too, bitch. Also, we got Villain over there. He is actually working engineer today. Yo, I'm so proud of my little nigga. He got the headphones on. He looks so cute. Pick your head in the camera, bro. There you are. There he is, guys. Get the fuck out of here. Young niggas don't get to speak. But guys, fuck. Oh shit, should have had some water. But
drink your beer.
Of course. Yeah, liquids. Hey, but good. Today on the pod, yo, as we've told you in the past, we're doing more topical shit. So we wanted to kind of like lay into some stuff with two motherfuckers that I deem to have like general good opinions. Natural taste. I say like, what's your name's a good critic. You know, these niggas make music. So I want to know.
I'm all right.
Oh, I doxed his ass.
What? Yay.
It's okay. It's fine.
I know.
Like, we did not go through this before.
It's very true. Like, very true. I warned everybody about the name thing, and I'm the first nigga to fuck it up. But what's your name? All right. You come from a Caucasian background, correct?
Yeah.
As you guys can see, look at his face. You can't tell by the voice. Podcast listeners, you might not have known.
No, he sounds white.
Give me
a quick reel, man. You got like a...
A quick
yeah,
reel.
Give me a spiel, dog.
A spiel.
Yeah, give me a little meal, dog.
I mean, you know, I'm just I've known these men for a long time. We worked together on
Everybody at this moment, pause your shit, get on my Instagram and tell me if that guy's white or not.
No, he sounds definitely white.
All right.
Also, can we talk about you calling it a meal?
Don't
ever call a real meal ever again.
A real spiel of meal. It rhymed. Man.
I hated every second of that.
I tried it, dog. You got to shoot. You miss every shot you don't take. You aim for the moon. You're going to land in the stars. All that good shit, you know? Mango.
Yes.
Does he sound white?
I thought you meant, does mango sound white?
No, that nigga's obviously...
Actually, it's a tropical fruit.
This nigga's obviously ethnic of some kind. Is that fucked up that people like judge people based on their voices? Like, it's like, obviously, you're white. I've had that happen to me. I think I've told the story on the pod. I don't know. But I worked, like, working in call centers and shit, nobody knows whether or not, like, what race you are unless you're, like, very, like, heavy in your dialect or you got, like, an excessive accent or something like that. But 9 times out of 10, they're not going to know, like, what race you are. So it's very interesting when you're taking, like, a supervisor call and somebody tries to play the race card on you and they're just like, hey, man, it's because of white niggas like you that you're holding me down over this $35 Redbox charge, bro. You're killing me, man. You're taking food out of my kids' mouths, you white motherfucker. And then I'm like,
damn. Bitch, we've refunded you 3 different times. That's well against the policy.
My nigga, you are trying to get over on me. And then you got a code switch on a nigga and just be like, no, by the way, bro, no, this me. This me. This me here. And yes, I am fucking you.
I mean, there's a whole movie about that.
Wow, sorry to bother you.
No. Sorry to bother you. It's not about call centers. That's actually...
It's not about call centers. That's actually...
It's kind of about white voices.
That's the bait and switch about sorry to bother you.
That's a hell of a switch, my brother. I'll say hell of a switch.
You watch the trailers, right? And it's like, okay, well, obviously he's taking calls. It's about white voice, stuff like that. And then the horse dick shows up. And you're like, oh.
Horse dick?
You haven't seen Sorry to Bother You? Okay. What? This nigga is like, never seen Sorry to Bother You. He makes like mad content.
M. Night Shyamalan doesn't do it that well. No, Bootsy Collins did it.
The shit that pissed me off the most was like, okay, so like, I hate Lakeith Stanfield, right? Can't stand that motherfucker. I was like, you know what? This movie looks kind of interesting. So I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast.
Nah, fine. Say it, nigga.
My girl doesn't actually listen to this. So I had my former side chick there, right?
Yeah. I'm so glad she's in the other room sleep.
It's fine. We talked about it. We peeled.
Hey, thank God for healthy relationships, healing from trauma.
This was years ago. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see it with this person. I hope you're well. Even though you tried to ruin my life.
You sorry hateful bitch. Hope your baby's okay, though.
She don't have a baby.
She didn't have a baby? Well, that's fuck not, you, you not, sorry hateful bitch.
What the fuck? Wait, this is a whole different person. Yo, she was cool. What's wrong with you?
Sorry, man. I'd rather die for you guys.
Yeah, thanks. But, yeah, anyway, so we went to the Cena movie, and I was like, okay, it's just going to be some nigga in his white voice. It's not even, like, the white voice is here for... And who the fuck is the white boy?
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, no, it's Patton Oswalt. Yes. Shout out. We got our fact checker on the motherfucking mic today because this nigga right here. Also, I call this nigga a nigga. It just happens. Everybody. Running, yeah. That's my nigga. Like, yeah.
Nigga to me.
But either way, this nigga right here does know his shit. He's a movie buff. I can say that.
I know some of my shit, yes.
But yeah, it was Patton Oswalt was the white voice.
I went up there to like, the white voice is barely there. You know what I mean? It's more of a social commentary, and I didn't want that. Okay. I wanted a nice, polite comedy with white voices. So I was automatically, like, disappointed off that shit.
Okay, but you don't think it was fantastic seeing Danny Glover
with
a white voice?
No.
Who was Danny Glover?
I was about to say, who was Danny Glover?
I was trying to remember, but he didn't use it.
Like, Danny Glover was the nigga that was like, you gotta use your white voice.
Yeah,
but who was his white voice?
I think that was Steve Buscemi.
Was that Steve Buscemi?
Whoa, R.I.P. I'm thinking of Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh my God! Hey, this nigga killed Steve Buscemi on my podcast. He killed him.
Don't quote me on that, Steve Buscemi. He's not next. Don't worry.
You know what's crazy? Steve Buscemi could die by the time that shit comes out.
We have another Kevin fucking Samuel situation, you son of a bitch. That would be wild.
That's quite the leap. Look, Kevin Samuels and Steve Buscemi.
Everybody, pause, all right? All love and respect to fucking Steve Buscemi. You're a fucking acting genius, okay? Loved you in Reservoir Dogs. Loved you in Reservoir Dogs. You're great.
Spy Kids 2.
He killed that.
He was in Spy Kids 2. Mad Scientist in Spy Kids 2. Fantastic.
He's got so many quotables. I can't quote them right now.
You know what? What's crazy is Steve Buscemi is probably the white Danny Glover.
Wow. Is Patton Oswalt the white Lakeith Stanfield?
No, definitely not. No. Nobody wants to fuck Patton Oswalt.
Somebody wants to fuck Patton.
No, he doesn't.
You cannot say Mr. Oswalt's not getting any pussy. Oh,
he's probably not.
I hate that word.
Oswald Cobblepot. That's as close as you can get. Just about. That's not a sexy name. That's the Penguin.
Patton Oswalt is definitely not fucking.
Either way, either way.
When Dave Chappelle brought him on to be like, yo, come do a set. And then immediately he was like, oh, that's a bad look.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then John Mulaney invited Dave Chappelle and everybody said, that's a bad look.
I'm gay. I have AIDS. Now, that's my favorite John Mulaney joke. Y'all know that one? Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about John Mulaney.
Now you were about to riff. Sorry, folks. Yeah. He couldn't ruin his persona. He wants all y'all to think he's a crotchety crab all the time. Yeah, he's not.
Frequently.
I cannot express how much I don't care about John Mulaney.
I've never heard a John Mulaney joke a day in my life. It was like, oh, that shit hard.
Every second of Big Mouth has been hell, okay?
what the fuck is John Mulaney in Big Mouth?
John Mulaney is the kid with
He's one of like the showrunners of that.
Yeah,
like,
he's the kid with the puberty demon. Puberty monster.
No, he's not. That's Nick Kroll.
I'm pretty sure him and Nick Kroll fucked and made Big Mouth. That's how that happened.
Nick Kroll is the puberty monster.
I don't doubt it, man.
Nick Kroll is the puberty monster.
That's what I'm saying. Nick Kroll is the puberty monster.
Nick Kroll is not the puberty monster.
Nick Kroll is the
puberty monster. Will Arnett is the puberty monster.
No, Will Arnett is the puberty monster?
Yes.
Are we sure?
I know Will Arnett's voice.
Yo.
Will Arnett is the puberty monster.
What else has Will Arnett played?
And Batman.
And Batman. Oh, Lego Batman, let that.
Yeah, the Lego Batman. Batman.
The best Batman.
Is Lego Batman the best Batman?
I never seen Lego Batman.
Me neither, nigga. That's why I was like, but it did get a sequel.
I never seen the Lego
movie. It did get a sequel.
It's not a movie that I should be watching.
Were there two Lego Batman?
Yes.
There was no. Please fact check this.
I swear to God, there's only one.
Please.
Now, there were two Lego movies.
What was the first thing I was supposed to Google? That's
right. Yeah. Who is it? Is Will Arnett?
Oh,
there's only one Lego Batman? That's what I think.
One wrong fact. Nick Kroll
is CNN.
Nick Kroll is indeed the goddamn puberty monster.
Okay, good.
Nick Kroll
Maury
is not
the puberty monster?
Nick. Maury.
Maury.
No, this nigga doesn't watch Big Maury the Big Maury. That's the old one.
Huh?
Oh. That's the old puberty monster.
There's a new puberty monster?
Oh my God.
You know how there's old Boo and then there's like new Boo?
Wait, hold on. No, I don't watch.
Are we talking about Dragon Ball Z?
There's multiple.
I watched the first season of Big Mouth.
This nigga never watched. He's in the first season.
I watched the whole thing.
You didn't watch all of Big Mouth.
No, is there three seasons now?
It's like five.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why did y'all let this keep going? Why? You tell me why.
It's a pretty good show.
I thought it was great the first season, like but did we really think it was like five seasons?
Well, it is about children and their genitalia, yeah. So.
Yeah, but they're not going to hit him with no allegations. Though.
That's
yeah,
wild.
You want to see animated hairy kid pussy, go watch Big
Hey, note to future editing you. Cut that out.
No, I'm not.
Leave it out.
Nah, Harry Kid.
That's why I don't
hilarious.
Fuck with Big Mouth, okay?
Harry Kid pussy is staying.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Bro, that kid fucks the shit out of that pillow. He marries that pillow, I think.
What's that kid's name? He's piping the shit out of that kid. He's piping that pillow down.
He's also.
You just said some nasty ass shit.
He's also not. Like, it's not kidney beans. It's definitely raviolis or some shit.
Nah, it was raviolis. It was.
Nah, I could have sworn
but
it was
the
like
cum Triscuit. Cum Triscuit.
I hate Big Mouth.
The Triscuit with the cum on it?
I need you to get off this.
I'm trying to move
let's
on.
Let's not get too deep into Big Mouth, please.
That's uncharted territory.
But I had to. First of all, we had to get that shit out the way. We needed to get the facts and shit out the way. One, I was indeed wrong about Lego Batman. But I was not wrong, all right, about Nick Kroll being a puberty monster.
Yes,
he was not.
He is a puberty monster.
Apparently, he's not the puberty monster, but he is a puberty monster. Either way. Half of the time I'm right. That's some fucking sorry to bother you, right? Because you had a point, and I wanted to get to that. We got fucking, we killed Steve Buscemi, and now we're back here. So because it was
the Green Goblin's fine.
It seemed interesting because look,
the Green Goblin.
You felt like it was supposed to be just a straight up comedy with like white voices and shit, and you got this social commentary, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Do you feel like that happens all the time in black movies? Like we end
no,
up having
the only movie, the only movie that turns out to be social commentary is Baby Boy, and niggas pretend.
I had a message. Vision that was going to come up during this podcast. I should have pre-watched it to like prepare.
You.
I knew that was going to come up at some point.
It'd be the most toxic people in the world that love that movie.
You gonna rape me in front of my son?
Jody.
Oh, shit.
I love you, Jody.
I just know what, Taraji P. Henson, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Taraji P. Henson, beautiful black queen.
He's also white.
Watch the first 5 minutes. I mean, that solidifies it.
I'm like, bam, bam, bam.
I hate you, I hate you. I love you, I love you. I love you.
It's such a very iconic scene. It's such an artfully done movie that is like wasted on toxic niggas.
Now, so, as a question, who did Baby Boy? Was that John Singleton? No, that was like...
Was John Singleton Baby Boy? Like, no, he wasn't Baby Boy.
Is that confirmed? Yes, John Singleton. That's another John joint. Rest in peace. So, like, we get all these black movies with messages, different things like that. Apparently, Baby Boy is another bait and switch. Like, on this pod, we liken Baby Boy to Sorry to Bother You, but fuck it. You come here for the hot takes. I gotta ask, do y'all feel like white movies get, like, caught up in that shit? Like, where it's just, like, message?
All white movies? No. As a general statement, no. White movies don't do that. No. No.
Unless we're talking about Lifetime.
What? Okay. Lifetime?
Oh, no, Lifetime. Don't look, that's a whole other...
That's everything that has a message to be anything.
Lifetime movies do be
Bro,
hidden.
There could be a whole episode on Lifetime and Hallmark movies, and I know all of our mothers had, like...
No, deadass.
I used to watch Lifetime.
But isn't every Lifetime movie, Hallmark movie, the same movie? It's just How Stella Got Your Groove Back, like, in a different setting?
Innocent.
Give Big City Girl comes to the small town.
Right. Exactly. Hold on. Okay. Big City Girl, small town, right?
Farmer boy.
She left. She was with somebody else, right? She comes back because she had a bad situation with homeboy, right? Boom, bam. She meets
somebody. About to get engaged. Yeah. Is this
Made? The movie Made? Is the show Made?
She meets some random new nigga and he's down home. He's from, not random new nigga. Usually it's somebody from their high school or the past, right? They fucking like get together. They're like, oh, look at all our childhood memories. Damn, that's crazy. Oh, you have titties now. And then like, bam.
But those are mom movies.
But then in the middle of the movie, exactly. The nigga that was like in the beginning with the conflict shows back up and there's a love triangle. That's the same shit, right? It all follows a formula.
Those movies are mom movies. Formula, I also just don't think mom movies have fucking lessons. Moms don't want to learn lessons.
You say moms,
they
want to
feel like they accomplished something.
Exactly. They want to get out and be like, yeah.
I want
right.
Shit that could be potentially relatable.
I think Gretchen Wieners feels accomplished. She's been in about, I don't know, 2 or 3 at least of those kind of different movies. Okay.
Gretchen.
All right.
I can't remember her name, but Gretchen Wieners. Okay.
Do you guys think Susan Sarandon is tired of being cast as the hot mom?
No, she wants to be tired of. She wants to be cast as the hot mom
every time.
Is that her new thing?
She's been very adamant about it on Twitter, at least.
I don't follow
Susan Sarandon has a Twitter.
I was like, wait, hold on.
Bro, Susan Sarandon wild on Twitter. Bro.
Is a fine piece of work.
She begs for this shit.
That's a high recommendation. Apparently, Susan Sarandon, y'all. Susan Sarandon is the nigga you need to follow. The woman, the person.
No,
I can't.
No,
I felt that felt nasty coming out of my mouth. I could
follow.
Not.
Make Susan sure you rick it all up.
Yeah. The nigga you should follow.
Yo, you know Susan be in the street.
Susan be in the fucking street
with a white beater.
Fucking love. Fucking love. Yo. Hey. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm glad. We got the 20 minutes of bullshit out the way. I love these sections of the pod. We'll
look
get
at
him
trying to pivot.
Why don't you let me work, nigga?
He don't know shit about basketball, but he's gathering.
gather.
Who won the Western Conference?
Yo, I love working with my brothers because these niggas keep me humble, man. Because like every time I'm like, oh, yeah, go, I got it. I'm ready to hit it. And then I jump on it, and he's like, hey, bitch, that was bad.
No, because I see he's like, I'm going to try to use Lifetime movies to segue into the white trash movies. like, there's no white trash Lifetime movies.
Cool. Nah, you guys know how we do this. We do like 10-20 minutes of bullshit, 15 minutes of bullshit, right?
And then that's, that's also not an official
thing. I want you to look at every pod we listen to.
Anytime you do a pod with somebody that's like not somebody you know, that doesn't even happen. There's no 20 minutes of bullshit.
If it's not somebody I know, I can't bullshit you with you for 20 minutes. Like, it's just like, I need to go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes.
Hey, you going to let him cook? You gonna let him cook?
Oh, fuck him, man.
Oh, yeah. Nigga been watching the TikToks.
You gonna let that man cook? And then I zoom in and then do some sensory overload shit.
Yeah, like right here.
And then I do my much dank impression.
Yeah, there we go.
This deep fry.
I love dropping like little tidbits for that nigga in the future. I just like look at the camera real weird. Be like, yeah, maybe he'll take that one. I be thinking about it hard. Like,
you break the fourth wall.
It really depends on how late I start.
No, we get meta as fuck on the pod, man. Yeah.
If I start editing like late as hell, my fucking meter starts working. It's like, that could stay. I don't care.
We're going to keep that right there.
There's so many words in this podcast. I'm not going to fucking
edit
this.
It's an hour, 2 hour long, depending on the fucking
nigga,
mood.
Crown's name was dropped like 8 times.
And we just left it in.
I just left it in.
Just minute.
Maybe you got a couple of reverses. You got the general idea. Like, if you got this far in the pod, don't say the nigga name.
Well, the beauty of Crown's like actual name is like you could type it in and you won't get it right.
Guaranteed, you will not spell that shit right off rip. Okay, so as this nigga so callously revealed as I was attempting to pivot to you guys, like, the topic for the day is white trash movies, right? Oh, so nobody had nothing funny to say after white trash movies?
No, you guys thought
I was just going to keep carrying y'all?
I'm going to let you cook.
You want to explain what a white trash movie is?
Nah,
right?
I want him to
Because I feel like that's the biggest point of contention, because a lot of niggas think that a movie is a white trash movie, but it's like not a white trash movie.
You're right. Maybe I was getting ahead of myself.
I know, bro. Is it sad that I wanted to put Independence Day first, but Will right? Smith is one of the stars of that
why
movie?
I wanted, this is why I wanted his immediate reaction, right? Because if you give a nigga like a solid couple minutes, he's gonna come up with a bunch of. He's like,
but it's Will Smith. Right?
He's gonna go for the jewels, right? I want that fucking off the cuff. Like, you know what, man? This is the one I repeat. This is the VHS my mama had, and I just kept watching it.
Right.
That's the type of shit.
That's what I call a white trash, like a hood movie.
Here's the funny thing about white trash movies, right? You said it just synonymous. It's synonymous with hood movies, right? It's a genre of movie that encompasses an experience, right, or like a background. You deal with like hood shit, hood movie, right? It's not necessarily your experience, right? But it's your neighborhood experience. Like you walk down the street, oh, you might catch a crackhead who's like playing a piano trying to give you some cheeseburgers. Like you never know. You know, remember Menace to Society is like, yo, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I like how you repress that.
That is a hell of a thing.
It is really old dog was a monster.
You know you fucked up, right?
Highly quotable. See, everybody has hood movie quotes. It's up top. It's like the minute you start talking about them, right? But I feel like, right, when it comes to the shit, that white trash movies belong right in the same like vein. Maybe not the same category because it's a different experience. But hood movies, white trash movies, generally about poor economic motherfuckers, right?
To me, it's like,
well, hold on, Mr. Deeds is the.
Yeah, but that's that. That could very well be. Happy Gilmore
is a white trash.
Definitely. Happy Gilmore is
Happy
on the
Gilmore
list.
Happy Gilmore is definitely
magical dancing black man. Yeah. Like, yes. Yes.
Joe Dirt.
What's eating Gilbert Grape is a white trash.
It's a sad white trash. It's not a white trash.
Their
mom
is
a fucking 400-pound immobile.
Okay. So my issue is like it's about white trash people.
Yeah,
but it's not a white trash movie.
But white trash people love it.
What happened to Oliver Grapes?
That's what's eating Gilbert Grapes.
There you go. I'm trying to remember it.
Yo, shout out Oliver Grapes.
Oliver Grapes. Yo,
I think you're thinking of Oliver Twist, which is about 200 years prior, maybe.
No, I love this shit.
I mean, it's definitely about white trash people, but like, what's his name? Is it Keanu Reeves in it?
No.
Who's
Gilbert Grape?
Johnny Depp is Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
Hey, man, free my nigga, man.
You think he's going to lose?
Free my nigga Johnny, bro.
Not Gilbert Grape.
Johnny Depp is definitely
Gilbert
Grape.
Johnny Depp is definitely Gilbert Grape.
And then fucking...
No, he isn't.
See, look.
Wait, no, wait.
Johnny Depp's not Gilbert Grape.
Oh!
He's the little brother.
The fact checker.
No.
Yeah, because I was about to say that.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hold on.
Johnny
Depp is his older brother.
I think that's what they were trying to say.
Give you
Yeah,
because
Oliver... Oliver is the older brother. Oh, good catch.
And Gilbert Grape is the boy, right? Boy with the mental issues.
Is Gilbert
the one getting ate?
Gilbert's the older brother.
No, because fucking, and once again, this is
indicative.
I need my fact checkers to fact check their shit, okay?
He's Johnny Depp.
Oh my God.
Because
Leonardo DiCaprio is younger.
Yeah.
See, thank
younger
you.
Brother.
So nobody's wrong.
The younger brother.
No, because, you know, because.
Arnie.
Yeah.
There you go. That's his name.
You
Arnie.
Know, all those fucking, like, old movies that got, like, mentally, you know, challenged people in it.
I never.
Always give them, like, a really funny, mentally challenged name. Like,
I know. Arnie,
Arnie
sounds fucked up, honestly. Arnie sounds fucked up.
I never knew about that movie until the freaking spinoff on American Dad with the squirrels.
I don't think it's a white trash movie because too many emo kids like actually like the movie.
But aren't emo but kids?
The
emo,
that's the Johnny Depp part.
I'm about to say emo and white trash overlap.
Exactly, because there's so many emo kids with trips that smell like cat piss and like.
Shout out to the cat piss.
Shout
kings
out to the cat piss kings, man.
Why did this nigga catch a strike? He didn't deserve that.
But did he or didn't? Did he or didn't?
I was over there smelling that nigga's trips.
Love that nigga to death. Love that nigga to death.
He's a good guy.
But he also happens to be an individual that I would consider right white trash. Not a bad person. Like that, let's go ahead and get that out the way. Being white trash, right, sounds negative, but in all honesty, like, I don't mean that as you're a bad person. I don't mean that as in...
No, it's more about your background.
Oh, my God.
It's about your background. Like,
I'm sorry. That fucking catch a stray shit caught me so hard. No.
White trash is almost a term of endearment at this point.
To some, for sure. Not I mean, because look, we had a whole genre of stand-up comedians, right? That was a very hot, like, time frame for them. And they still rock it.
What the fuck is the name of their shit?
Nigga,
the blue collar comedy tour.
Oh, fucking Larry the Cable Guy,
is almost like a white trash rebranding.
I mean, it's
are you smarter than
that's
fifth
all
graders.
It is? Yeah, that's literally all it is.
The blue collar comedy tour is the exact. It's like the white version of the Kings of Comedy.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
the,
that's exactly.
It.
Like,
what it
I get
is.
It.
Jed Fox.
That is
Larry the Cable Guy.
Jed Fox.
The nigga with the whiskey and the cigar.
Ron White.
Yes.
Ron White. Yeah, his name is
because
Ron
he's
White.
Never seen without
he's
a.
He's like the D.L. Hughley of the
Deadass. But who's Steve Harvey? Jeff?
Yeah,
is Jeff Foxworthy? Because he had his own show?
No, Jeff Foxworthy is the white
is the
Steve
Harvey.
Yeah, he's got fucking Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Right? Game shows. But was he leading the way?
I mean, to be fair,
Steve might have been Larry.
Wow. Nah, Bernie was Larry.
Bernie was definitely Larry. Bernie is definitely Larry.
There's physical comedy sound like
is Larry
noise
the Cable
comedy.
Guy dead?
Is he dead?
No, definitely not.
Why are we killing everybody?
That man's been wearing the same flannel for the last 30 years.
He probably didn't even talk like that in real life.
No, he I don't think he does, actually.
He probably does not sound like that.
You've heard Plies talk in real life.
You seen Plies without a hat. So,
dang, bro, motherfucker, no.
Let's not talk about without a hat on the pod. Like, that makes me sensitive. It causes me pain.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we thoroughly kind of worked into the like weeds of white trash, right? So we all know it's not negative, right? We all know that like
it's not negative to me.
Yeah, excuse me. It's not always
but I'm
negative.
Black.
It can certainly be negative. What do you feel like, man? You feel like white trash is like if somebody ran up on you, right, and was like, "Yo, you white trash son of a bitch."
I mean, I know I'm not a white trash son of a bitch. So that's fine. I know plenty of white trash son of a bitches, but I know I'm not one of them, so it's fine. I mean, it's whatever, but I know that's the thing. Like, some people take it as a term of endearment. Some people definitely embrace the white trashiness.
Into it, yeah.
That's not saying it's a good thing. It's not saying it's a bad thing.
True.
You know, it's a perspective thing. I mean, I know personally I don't identify with that, but...
But could you say elements in your life were white trash?
Oh, definitely.
You have white trash family members.
Definitely.
You want to call them out on the pod right now by name?
But it's even then I was going to say it's, you know, mostly my mom's side. But then I'm thinking it's like, no, that's my dad's side too. Like, damn.
Your father's name, man.
There's all kinds of. White trashiness all around.
Yeah, shout out to the white trash homies, man.
Shout out.
Shout out to all the white trash homies.
But, okay, so you can say, blam, there are white trash elements in your life, right? But as you, per se, are not necessarily, like, white trash. Or do you feel like you transcended the white trash?
Not even that.
You just weren't white trash.
Not even transcended. I just, you know, I'm not somebody that embraces white trash. You know, I mean, obviously, I know I'm white.
Yeah, Charlemagne jazz. Here we go.
I know I'm white, but I'm not going to sit there and... When I say white trash, I guess those are people that you tend to, I guess, identify with white trash, and you know, and they're proud of it.
Yeah,
so.
Nah, like white trash and proud.
Why are you putting him in a position where he has to do the white claw out thing?
Definitely not representative of white culture.
This nigga sound like a president.
That's exactly exactly my point.
What's your name is not the Warren of white.
I am not the representative. Nah, we're not here to trap you like that, dog.
I mean,
to be fair, you did a fantastic job, by the way.
George Bush is also probably white trash.
No, for sure. For sure. Coke and C's, niggas. C's
but he's
and
also rich as
family, family money? That's the wildest thing. White trash isn't always about being broke. Is there a Mexican trash?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds bad. That sounds it's very bad. Bad. Like,
it's very bad. It sounds very bad.
Latin trash.
Yeah. Latin trash?
Latin trash?
Latinx trash?
Latinx trash.
Latinx. I don't think that's how you say it.
Man, we try to refrigerate the world.
I'm not keeping it.
So, Latinx. They're just the very loud uncles that just come over very excessively drunk most of the time. But it spreads out into a variety of different people at the same time too, because it's so funny, man. Because like you can just see the genre like of this specific Mexican or like this specific like Hispanic or Latino Spaniard whatever. Like it's so easy to identify. Like you just see
it's natural.
What's the word for motherfucking like about it? You can see it like when you see it, it's immediately identifiable. Like it's like. It's highly recognizable. What's the fucking word for it? There's a word.
Distinct.
Distinct.
Yes.
Fact checkers on point.
Fact checkers on point. Baby, you want a microphone? Okay, cool.
Niggas need to start hiring producers.
Talking about those uncles, the specific types. For me, when you started talking about those motherfuckers, I thought, niggas. I was like, oh, like my cousins. Like,
oh,
like,
oh boy.
Like my cousins. Like the people that like, or the hoodest motherfuckers in my class. Like, can't name all you motherfuckers by name because you might shoot me.
Shout out
like,
to bro.
Hey, thanks for letting us know. Like my papa shot up your house.
Oh, man, gave out a full government.
Everybody has those individuals in your lives, right? When you think of white trash or when you think of like Mexican trash or generally uncultured motherfuckers, right? You can like right off the bat pick those people out of your brain, right? Give me your top five white trash movies. I'm going to give you mine, right? But I motherfuckers know me. I want them to know you. You want to go three? Top three.
Does it just have to be movies or could it be fucking?
Let's go series as well because there are white trash series too.
There's hella white trash TV.
I have a better.
There were moments in Boy Meets World where you went, is this white trash TV?
That's the OG right there. You
talking about, what the fuck?
Hunter's dad?
Mr. Feeny? Like, you talking about Mr. Feeny?
Sean Hunter's dad?
I don't know shit about Boy Meets World. I'm going to tell you right now. I did not watch that shit. Definitely Joe Dirt.
I'm not gonna fight back. I'm not fighting back.
You're not gonna fight back? You said, nigga, Joe Dirt is not your.
No, because
I love that movie.
I want it. You don't remember Joe Dirt.
Nah, what? The fucking firecracker? The giant fucking. What the fuck was the name of the firecracker?
He always defaults to something he barely remembers about it.
There was also a fantastic.
What
Buffalo
was Joe Dirt
Bill
trying
reference.
To do?
He was trying to fuck something.
Joe Dirt had a whole goal the entire movie. Yeah. This nigga don't remember.
That was to fuck Brandy.
not even. So wait, he had no acknowledgement.
Nobody remembers.
I have that stuck in my head.
The thing is that it was not.
That was a
it was
fire
not the goddamn Da Vinci Code. It wasn't motherfucking.
It wasn't my proudest fat. But
it wasn't fucking Spotlight.
He was looking.
Wasn't winning no Oscars.
It was fucking Joe Dirt, my nigga. All right.
He was just looking for his
parents.
That's
what I remember about Joe
Dirt,
bro.
Looking for his fucking parents.
That's all he wanted. I love that movie. Whenever my cable went out, I had that shit recorded on a DVR, and I lived off that for like 3 months.
To me, that's what a white trash movie essentially is. It's like when you are a lower income fucking white kid. You ain't got shit in the crib. Cable all fucked up.
TNT is prime time television.
Does Maniac McGee count as a white trash?
That's not even a movie.
That is a movie.
Maniac McGee is a movie.
Nickelodeon.
I'm not fucking.
Never heard of
Maniac. No. He's doing the shit he does anyway.
What?
If it's anything after Victorious, I don't know it. Okay.
Victoria.
We climbed it. Where Max Keeble, the nigga that played Max Keeble, was in the movie.
I remember Max Keeble. Max that's a white trash movie for sure.
I thought he didn't do anything after Max Keeble.
Do we count kids' movies as white trash?
There are
white trash kids.
Sandlot is a fucking
Sandlot, white trash movie. Definitely. Yeah. Sandlot's
definitely
a movie.
White trash kids movie.
It's a white trash movie that's about kids.
The New York Yankees are in there.
Anything
right?
with Air Bud.
Yeah, but there's like white trash kids in New York.
No. Angels in the Outfield.
That's a
white trash movie.
Angels also, in the Outfield.
There were niggas in it, but like, I just don't remember. Like,
sorry. You're trying to avoid the fact that you don't remember Joe Dirt and you put it in your top three.
All right, Joe Dirt's number one.
Yeah,
Joe
Dirt. For sure. Go ahead.
I love Joe Dirt. Don't remember what the fuck happened. Would love to rewatch it. This was even going to be an opportunity for me to go back and rewatch this thing. Forrest Gump.
That's an American classic.
It's a fucking white trash movie. It's about a man who's mentally challenged.
You're confusing.
And he runs across America.
Just a white man who is mentally challenged. He makes millions of dollars. Gets shot in the ass. Meets the president.
Teaches Elvis Presley how to dance.
And gets,
how is that not a white
and
trash
gets
classic?
And stuck with the slut from his hometown.
I just feel like a lot of people like the movie.
He gets AIDS from a woman that he had in his childhood.
Did he get AIDS from her?
He didn't get AIDS.
She had AIDs.
Yeah, she had
AIDs. It's actually not confirmed.
I don't think they ever
had AIDS.
Forrest fucking
had a kid.
Oh, he had a kid, I guess, but
we don't know if that was Forrest.
We don't know if that was Forrest.
No, she had a kid. He showed up and there was, but she said it was his.
She said he's like you.
Yeah, she said
Jenny
it was
wasn't
his,
shit.
But it wasn't his.
This actually, might be a white trash movie, actually.
She's white trash.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
telling you, the more
Jenny
we talk about
it.
White trash, right?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
The mama was fucking for straight A's.
Is that white trash?
That shit has hurt me since the beginning. When I first saw that, I was like, wow, that is hard to watch.
Yeah, that was terrible, man. I didn't get that. When I was like young.
Yeah, you did.
No. I was so serious. I didn't get it when I was young. It took me like being like 12 or 11 to be like, wait. Oh shit, she's fucking that nigga, so he doesn't
seem
to. I just
feel like.
I saw that shit censored on USA and realized what was happening. Okay.
No, what killed me, like, so aunt. I can't. What? She didn't have an alias. Our aunt. Our aunt had the movie. What is everybody fucking
You
anyway?
Said our aunt had AIDS.
No, she didn't have AIDS. She's fine.
Our aunt.
Our aunt had the movie, like, and I probably watched it like a million times. Not a million, like 30.
We watched it a lot.
But
deadass. Every time it was on TNT, every time it was on HBO, like if I saw it, I was
I definitely fucking understood that she was fucking for fucking tuition.
I was like young as fuck when that came out.
Fucking for 2 years.
Are we still talking about your aunt?
What?
No. I'm just saying. We had unadulterated access to the fucking movie. You knew what the fuck was going on.
Like that was a great thing about it. Oh my god, what was the other movie? God damn. Oh shit, another great white trash movie. Fuck.
But say number three.
Yeah, I was trying to think because it's in her collection. That's the thing. There's not a lot of white movies in my aunt's collection.
Name some of the actors.
Hold on. One,
do we count Scary Movie as white trash movies? Because it's made by the Wayans, but it's for white people.
Is it Scary Movie?
You think Scary Movies
the
are made for the white
scary
people?
Movie?
Yeah.
The white people.
The Scary Movies.
Would you say that Scary Movie 1 through 1 and 2, maybe it was generated like leaning black, right?
Definitely Scary Movie 3 and 4 because there's even an 8 Mile scene in one of them. So that's definitely white trash.
Oh, wait. 8
that's
Mile.
Definitely
that's, my
white
third,
trash.
That's my third white
that's
trash movie.
That's definitely white
eight
trash.
Mile. 8 Mile's my third white trash movie.
How could you not think of Marshall Mathers?
8 Mile is trying to be white trash.
I'm going to be honest with you. On a regular basis, I forget Eminem exists. Fuck you, Eminem. I'm kidding. I hope he sees this or some shit like that and he decides to get upset and make some bullshit at. Nah,
if anything, fuck Jack Harlow, okay?
Whoa, hold on now.
Hey, that's my boy.
You know, Harlow is the best white trash rapper.
We entered in the same dumbfounded contest back in the day on YouTube.
That's
a beautiful story.
Yeah, he ended up entering the same contest.
And he made it.
He didn't make it. I don't think he won it, but he, like, what's it called?
But he made it.
Kind of like he screenshotted that he entered, like that was, he posted his entry YouTube back in the day, and he was like, damn, it's crazy. Somebody that entered one of my contests from back in the day is on big ass charts now, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey. Would you say that Jack Harlow's a white trash rapper? I'm not saying he's trash. Like, excuse me. I will say that
he's not a white trash rapper. He's a trash white rapper.
He's a very imageable person.
No, Jack Harlow.
I don't know. You don't need Givenchy. You need Jesus.
That nigga's kind of smooth.
That nigga got a song called Nail Tech. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I like the way he be talking that talk to them dudes.
You know why?
On screen.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
You know, I think about it.
Exactly. You ever seen his interaction with Drewski?
Oh,
he's always sussing out everybody. On like every time he like
he does white shit. Celebrity or something like that, he does white shit.
He does suburban white boy shit that suburban white boys would do with their group.
Exactly, and that's why I'm like, is Jack Harlow a white trash rapper?
No,
he's just a
suburban kid. White trash. To like, do you don't think suburban kids can be white trash?
Think about your white trash homies, right? They listen to like ICP.
But some of them don't. Like, some of them like country.
I've never met a white trash motherfucker that didn't like fucking white ICP.
It's true.
What the fuck is in the sky? And
I would guarantee about 80% of them have a hatchet tattoo. Okay.
Sure.
Yo, hatchet
tattoo. Juggalo and white trash.
Oh, no, that's synonymous. That's almost.
Not synonymous. It's not synonymous, but very close.
It's identifiable.
Yeah,
anybody that has the famous F tattoo is also.
Oh, the.
The stars, too.
Do you know anybody that drew that S in high school was a white trash?
No, because I did.
No, I did that shit, too. I still do it. Nah,
I didn't draw that S. I don't know how to do it to this day.
You just do the... Never mind. I'm not... It's really simple.
Don't expose yourself, nigga.
I did not draw an S in high school.
Don't expose yourself.
You're right. My bad. Did you do Mango's top?
No.
I went to go pee.
We just barely got through his top three.
We just got...
What was your third? 8 Mile?
Yeah.
8 Mile. At first, it was Scary Movie. Then they turned to 8 Mile.
Well, okay, I want to discuss the fact that Scary Movie has like a weird, like
I don't think
up and down between the genres because like
there's a basketball dribbling scene.
That's Scary Movie 2.
That's Scary Movie 2, right? Yeah. But I made the point that Scary Movie 1 and 2 I just made like
okay, you might black. Have a point.
They leaned black, right? But 3, 4, and then like didn't they make a fifth one?
There's no Scary Movie 5.
No, there's definitely a Scary Movie 5. I thought there is.
I'm not going to fucking check.
What movies did they parody?
The Alien one.
Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Mac Miller and Snoop Dogg are in that movie.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Actually, that seems like something that definitely happened.
That was right after, I guess, Mac and Devin go to high school. Okay,
which was great.
That's black trash.
Which was not great.
I love it. I used to watch it every time I smoked. I would just get
how high
the ritual.
I was how high two is black trash?
Yes.
How high two?
The trap.
Trash.
How high is a... How
oh, wait. Lil Yachty and what?
DC Young Fly.
DC Young Fly. I heard about that like 2 weeks
What's
ago.
The movie
I watched
with
the chicken?
It
was fun.
I said, Lil Yachty don't smoke.
Well, Yachty's the fucking weed genius. So what's your name? All right. I've given my three. We've broken them down. I want to get your three. Let me get your top three white trash movies.
Anything like Coen Brothers? Like, I mean.
Is that white
trash? Is Coen Brothers?
So really, Brother.
I'll be honest. I don't know.
Brother Art Thou? Like, I actually brought that up, right, originally.
Fargo? Fargo?
Is Fargo
these are movies
white?
I've never seen before,
these are,
so they
these
are default white.
Fargo
films.
Literally takes place in snow. That shit's white as
Canada?
Fuck, okay?
Isn't Fargo in Canada?
No, it's not. It's in North America. North America, okay?
Like Canada?
No, not Canada. Not Canada.
Like, but North, Canada North, is North America.
Like Michigan. or Dakota. North Dakota.
Like the Northern United
the
States.
North Dakota. That's 8 Mile? North. 8 Mile's a, you know.
All right, 8 Mile made it to, like, two lists.
I mean, and Joe Dirt's trying. I like Joe Dirt.
I like it. You know what? Fuck it. Coen Brothers, Fargo. If as a white man, you be the resident expert. Like, I can't tell you what's not white trash. That's the thing I just realized.
There's no way for you to watch these movies and not think that, you know.
Nah, be honest.
They're white movies.
Yeah, there you go. Like, no, definitely white movies. And if they white trash. They went Martin Freeman though. Like I was just like, damn, like
who the fuck is Martin Freeman?
Martin Freeman.
Oh, like oh, Hobbit, from nigga, Sherlock. Like
wasn't he in the original
Hobbit? The Hobbit. Look that up.
Yeah. Martin Freeman is definitely.
Is he in Fargo? Wait, Martin the show? Freeman. I'm not talking about the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the movie.
I was like, shit. No.
Frances McDormand, where she's like pregnant and going, oh yeah, that's a body. Eh? Like
I've never in my life seen Fargo.
Frances McDormand.
Three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Definitely.
I don't know why I didn't put
that
on my list.
That's definitely a white trash
movie. I don't know
movie.
Why I didn't
the
put
fuck
that on
is
my
that?
List.
Very, it's a good movie, but it's white trash.
It's a white trash black comedy. It's incredible. Woody Harrelson's got fucking pancreatic cancer.
That's a nigga from White Man Can't Jump?
What? What?
Woody Harrelson was in
Waymaker. Are you telling? Joe? Yes, he was. But why is that the
in Zombieland? Because you just default to Zombieland.
No.
That's a good movie.
What the fuck is the first
Seven
movie?
Psychopaths? That's my favorite.
Why is that?
True Detective was good. The first season,
Seven
at least.
Seven Psychopaths also, I feel like, white trash movie.
Seven Psychopaths.
Do you feel like Die Hard's a white, white trash
movie? Die Hard, I was going to say Sixth Sense, actually.
Yeah, no, anything that's on a VHS that you dubbed a couple of times, like that's just sitting there, I think counts in the white trash. Because it didn't start out that way, but I feel like some movies become white trash movies.
See, that's the thing. I feel like I didn't grow up to watching too many like white trash movies. Like
on the game,
on the game, because this nigga was talking about Fargo and fucking.
I'm talking like... about Independence Day, like with fucking Will Smith. As one of the leads. Like
he's going.
Will Smith makes the movie. Like it's
yeah.
Will Smith is not the main character of Independence Day, too.
That's but he thing. Makes the movie.
He like, does make. The
I
movie.
Barely remember Independence Day.
I remember. That's. I'm glad you
I guess that. Anything like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
John Wayne, Lonesome Dove, some white trash shit.
I had a fucking crazy ass experience. I'm a fucking diatribe. Quick little story here, right? And this deals with white trash, but this is rich white trash. No offense to my future possible in-laws. But like, that ass, I went to my first...
Did I mention that my girlfriend's white?
White?
Again?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
My every other episode, white, I gotta let you niggas
blacks.
Know.
This is great.
Right. She's motioning that you shouldn't say the story.
Because this is great. Huh? All right, well, never mind. I'm getting X-Tape from a girl. This is not a good story.
Hey, it probably is the best beat. Like, she's like, I can't co-sign that. What the fuck?
When are they ever going
to... Was it a fucking scene or a nigger scene?
It was a fucking scene. It's okay. A fucking scene. Let's just put it this way. We watched a Clint Eastwood movie, right, that got awkward. There's a whole sexual assault, and it was just like, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, now that's different. I can't watch a no type of sexual assault scene with anybody. Period.
Anybody's family members?
No, yeah. Never.
Yeah. Grandma
her grandma was in the room.
You ever seen a preacher watch Juno? Okay, that shit's crazy, bro.
Actually, yo.
Villain. You ever get to the fucking, like, condom banana scene and have them go, okay, shut it off? Like, that's how you know. Shit is like...
Where the fuck did that happen?
Logan. Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Caestro for sure.
Lil Caestro for sure.
Nah, yo, Villain brought that up actually earlier, that fucking Juno...
It's not a white trash
movie. Was possibly a white trash movie. But here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Michael Cera is in no white trash movie.
The emo alt.
He's in no white
trash movie. If Juno's a white trash movie, then what is it? Jennifer's Body is a white trash movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But we count a lot of white like horror films as white trash.
No.
No?
There are
films aren't. I mean, outside of the thing.
The Leprechon is a hood movie, though. So
the Leprechon was not always a hood movie.
The Leprechon was not.
Not always. Texas Chainsaw Massacre was one I was going to say,
okay,
too.
Cool.
Yeah. All
right, I'll give it that. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is indeed a white trash.
Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street, that's
anything
white
past
shit.
The first two,
the
yes.
House
those
Wax.
Are all white children getting.
No,
like,
there's a nigga. Ving Rhames is in it.
Right?
Anything Rob Zombie has directed.
That.
Rob Zombie.
Oh.
Grindhouse?
No, that's an edgelord movie. That
no,
like,
Quentin Tarantino loves
but
black
that's
people,
a, that's
bro.
Another overlap. Edgelord and white trash overlap. He actually got a couple bonus ones in there that we had to debate a little
bit.
No,
I'm learning
a lot. I'm like, holy shit, hold on, wait. There might be
I feel
more
like white
trash
movies. Television is much more expensive.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Let's not, like, yeah. that would bust a cap, bust open a can of worms I don't even want to fuck with right now. But let me go ahead and get my nigga Mango. Mango,
that nigga's hot.
Do you got top five yeah. white trash movies?
Yeah, man. The first one that I can really
top
think
three,
of,
excuse me.
Top three? Yeah. American Honey. If you have not seen it.
American Honey?
With American Shia History LaBeouf. X.
Wait, that's a white trash movie.
American
Honey, Shia LaBeouf, Pie Face.
I'm
Shia
not
LaBeouf,
comfortable
yeah.
with American History X being
no,
a white trash movie.
That's
it
definitely
is
a white
not
trash
what
movie,
you
though.
Think.
Not the one with Mike, not the one
so,
Matthew McConaughey's dad?
No.
It's not his, I thought that's Honey Boy, my bad.
No, yeah.
Honey
yeah,
Boy. Yeah. No, yeah. Shia LaBeouf is in America. American Honey, though.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf's
basically somebody's lackey of, like, picking up these random-ass kids in these hometowns that have, like, no family and nobody to really, like, go, like, any has nothing, basically.
Shit.
And so he basically recruits them and hires them to be basically... No, they sell subscriptions for magazines, and they travel around all around the U.S. in this fucking van, if I remember right. One person has like a lizard or an exotic animal.
Oh, shit.
And so
there might be a convertible.
Gist that I've gotten, the way that he's been able to get the girls is that he fucks them and kind of manipulates them, and then he's like in a kind of more than a throuple. I don't know what more is more than a throuple is.
What?
But more he's
a throuple.
So he's he the head honcho lady is basically running the operation, making them work for little to none. 9 to 5 HR people giving you fucking Caesar's pizzas. Yeah, they basically get, like, that's it. Like, they
anybody get getting paid in Caesar's pizza. That's definitely a white pizza. That's a white
pizza. Like, shit like that. And then on a monthly basis, like, whoever makes the least sales has to fight the person who made also the least sales. Wait.
Fisticuffs?
Yeah.
I might want to watch American Honey now. Okay. Now, wait a second.
But it's only like two or three scenes like that happens. Because the chick the protagonist, the main character, whatever, she's the one, what's it called, that it's revolving around, because she leaves because she's from Alabama. Her daddy's fucking her. She drops Alabama. Both her little sister and her little brother with her ain't shit mama at the club while she's over there fucking two-stepping. And she's like, and the mom's like, what the fuck? Why are you leaving them? And then she goes with Shia LaBeouf, gets fucked, and then she's stuck in this damn cult of selling magazine subscriptions and shit.
Damn. What year was this when you watched it?
A couple years ago.
What year does this take place?
No, it had to be.
No, everybody's
rough
got questions. It wouldn't be a well spoken token
some
episode.
You gotta watch
at least
bro.
One movie summary.
Okay, but really okay. Now number two. Number two.
Tough, nigga. That's tough. Like,
that add that to the watch list.
For real, nigga. I guarantee you, no nigga seen that.
No, yeah, for sure.
It used to be on Netflix. Yeah. That's why I watched it.
I was like, well, damn. Shit.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Also, anytime anybody says gets fucked, I'm just like, ah. Damn. I was like, damn, I'm sorry. Damn. All right, nigga. Man.
That's his first.
Yo, your white trash movies are wild. All right, go ahead.
Anything American Pie.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's true.
Anything American Pie. It's true.
That's one of those where if there was a black person in it, it was a token black person. Yeah. That was at that time. Yeah.
That's the name of my show. We did it. We said the name of the show.
I mean, but can you name a single
black person in fucking.
Naked Mile. I think there was a nigga in Naked Mile.
No, Bandcamp, because it was the big fat
you might
dude
be thinking
played,
of not another played teen movie. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. That is so,
that's a white trash.
Yeah,
that's
I love
a, that's
it,
a universal hey, movie. Okay?
That's
a,
it is. Huh? It was the white boy that tried to play an Asian.
In
not what another movie? Teen movie.
Oh. Yeah,
that spit scene's fucking
there's
disgusting.
Titties in there, though. And I think that there's like...
Yeah,
an old lady makes out with the younger chick.
Yeah,
oh, never mind. That's what
that's the most disgusting thing.
And it's a saliva string.
Yes,
never been kissed. Yeah.
And it's not like, what's that girl's name that's always old? And Don John.
What's Don John?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
No, not that one. No, the old one. Julianne Moore.
Oh.
It's not her, though.
No,
it's a redhead ish.
But she's in a lot of white trash.
Yeah, she was sexy in John John.
She's never been sexy.
Don John.
Julianne Moore is not sexy.
What's
Julianne Moore is not sexy.
Oh, no.
Resident
also,
Evil.
Fucking,
I don't know.
The Kingsman, Golden Circle. Kingsman,
I didn't
Golden
watch
Circle.
The Kingsman.
Also fantastic. And
oh,
hot.
She is the bad guy,
I
right?
For, I have a thing for moms.
When Elton John is in there, like, right?
What am I going
to do with that? What am I with that? But I'm just saying, like, in those roles, what? I find myself attracted to the moms. I was like, oh, yeah, bitch, fine.
You're
looking
deviant.
Up for mine. Yeah, bitch. No. But, all right, give me three.
I'm stuck between two.
No, you said American Pie. Anything American Pie?
Anything American Pie, but you said you got two more. You got this nigga a bonus.
Yeah.
You had a summary in your shit, so I was just like, the whole fucking
you gotta watch
pod
it,
is riveted. We trying to watch this shit.
Yeah, y'all gotta watch it. I promise y'all. It's like, what the fuck? Like, trash. Like,
but
what?
You gotta have a, give me a third one, man. Give me.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen
is indeed
hey, why
a
is
white
there's
trash.
Like 12
why
white children
why
on
the
there.
White
yeah.
To have like 18
there
kids.
Are 12
why
white children.
One just
keep
another
going.
One.
He knows all about
no,
it.
No, yeah, no, like, keep it up. Here. Keep it up.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, Dennis the
Home
Menace.
Home Alone.
Home Alone
is not white trash.
Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin is.
Mr.
Macaulay
Dad.
Macaulay Culkin is not white trash.
Do you think, okay, which one is the most white trash of the Home Alone series?
I don't know, because I've only watched one Home Alone.
The brother. Escape from New York. It had Donald Trump in it. Remember,
we watched it. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
No, that was Christmas one. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it was the second one.
That was the second one.
Yeah, it was the second one. Because yeah.
Y'all niggas have finished
Home Alone. Lost in New York. Yes.
So we got Home Alone 1, but that's not Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yes. The third one was not.
Third and fourth isn't him.
Is it Home Alone 3 is the brown hair kid?
Yeah, long hair.
He had a bowl cut or something. I don't know.
No, he had long hair.
That's three?
Because I remember, yeah. Three and four didn't have Macaulay Culkin.
The crowd is nodding.
Oh, all right, cool. Hey, yeah, yeah, that's general consensus. Let a nigga know. Like,
looking like,
but y'all Wolf also were like, Gilbert Grape? Gilbert Grape? Like,
no, that bothered me.
Sorry.
All 80s movies with a mentally challenged person has a funny mentally challenged name. Everybody knows that. Arnie.
Augie. Wow.
I watched that in cringe, but it was such a beautiful film at the same time.
When they burned that motherfucker down, spoiler alert, I was just like, damn. Yeah.
Would The Outsiders be considered a white trash film?
I've never seen it a day in my life.
I only halfway read the book because I stopped paying attention in class. Right.
Yeah. Hey,
but
give me top three.
The New Guy.
Hey, we just watched almost a black movie. Not even a month ago.
It's not a black movie.
Oh, was it just?
It's got black people in it.
I was a token. Yeah, okay, cool.
His thing is that he's into funk, and Eddie Griffin teaches him how to be a man.
Was in there?
Eddie Griffin teaches him how to be a man. Essentially,
that's kind of a white trick. Yes. Black man teaches you how to be a person, and then you and forget about the black man.
Yeah.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
I've never seen the movie. Yeah.
But does that make Agent Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Oh, Barry.
Put Mr. and Mrs. Smith in.
I would actually.
Because niggas will not watch.
Wanted white trash.
It's edgelord trash. No.
Yeah,
but it's not.
It's white a sophisticated trash. White trash.
But there's overlap, so I'm like, there are white.
It's
trash
a spicy white trash. Like it.
Yes, there are white people, but the predominant thing is not white. The predominant thing
is... It's true. White people like a lot of things. Y'all are the majority.
Yeah.
Most of them just happen to be white.
The Girl Next Door.
Damn.
Okay.
That's a great one. Also, can we talk about the fact that just about everybody else in that movie fell off except for the nigga that... Because he was in There Will Be Blood. He was also in...
That's a white trash movie.
No, There Will Be Blood is definitely blood. White trash.
He's the missionary, the preacher that was falling.
Oh, Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
Oh, the Riddler?
Y'all say Dano?
Dano? Paul Dano's the Riddler.
He's the Riddler.
Yeah, he's the Riddler.
Yeah, I remember. Is it Dano or Dano?
Paul, yeah, whatever the fuck. Yeah, either way. Paul.
Sorry.
Nice.
This movie sucks.
I saw it twice.
This movie is some shit.
I watched half of it on HBO Max. Okay,
all right.
It's really just nap time
in the theater.
We watched half of it too. Date movie, also a great white movie. But
any of the movies,
Date movie is 100% a fucking white.
Anything from three of the five writers of South Park is a white movie. Okay.
Yeah. I want to say Sex Drive is a white trash.
Oh, no.
Sex Drive?
That's what it is. Paul, I had a point.
Talladega. Euro
Dano.
Trip?
Paul Dano. That nigga actually made it.
Every white face in here turned around.
Talladega Nights is like the epiphany of white trash movies.
They're like, yo, Euro Trip. That's
but I don't want to put Euro Trip on the fucking white trash list because.
Deuce Bigelow.
Deuce Bigelow is not white trash.
Deuce Bigelow?
Deuce Bigelow, no. Because isn't white trash.
That's fucking Rob Schneider.
But
Rob Schneider is not
who is teaching him how to be a
not the right Sarah.
Eddie Griffin.
Does a new guy exactly?
Yeah. You have to stop and wonder. Does it have nigga appeal?
So does the new guy.
The new guy does not have any black appeal.
Eddie Griffin
does not equate black appeal.
Hey, is Guess Who a white trash movie?
Also, Guess Who is a white trash movie. Oh God!
And that's because of Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Butterfly Effect.
Butterfly Effect is not a white trash movie.
That's a psychological white trash movie.
That's an existential crisis.
You know that's pressuring white. You asked Crown's least favorite movie of all time.
I love that movie, by the way. It makes me think.
Hates the Butterfly Effect. He don't even watch movies. He hates the
fucking
Butterfly.
Doesn't he fucking like squeeze up inside when the homie gets stabbed with that rusty piece of?
No, the shit that fucks me up is when he's like he fucking takes his hand and fucking
tries to makes the stigmata so he can show the Mexican in jail.
Yeah,
homie strangles himself with an umbilical cord. Okay.
Oh yeah, he's just like I'm conscious in here.
What the fuck is that?
Nah, but y'all gotta put some respect on Paul Dano's name. He was in Girl Next Door.
Okay.
I wanted to make this point forever ago.
He was the porn kid?
He was the one with the big dick.
He was. Exactly. That was him.
That wore the helmet.
Exactly. That was him. And I was like, holy shit.
Yes.
That was him. And he's had a great career. Look at everyone else in that movie. Homegirl that was the lead, she was in House of Wax, and we ain't seen shit from her since.
Wild Things.
House of Wax also.
Wild No. Is that the Wild Hogs?
Wild Hogs is a white trash. That was going to be on my list, actually. Yeah.
Because Martin Lawrence, you are equating black people
in a movie. I'm saying that like we had Martin Lawrence in there, right? As a token, and we couldn't even, like, not black enough.
Martin Lawrence has been in a lot of terrible.
One of my first things was Independence Day, and that's Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith is in a lot. He's in a
Big
couple.
Mama's House.
White Trash? No.
Big Mama's House 3.
Any Big Mama's House is not White Trash.
Big Mama's House 3 features predominantly white characters.
Big Mama's House 2, no, like, maybe.
No white face in here has ever had a Big Mama's House in their home.
I would beg to differ.
And owned it.
I would beg to differ.
Y'all owned Big Mama's House?
I would beg to differ.
Yeah.
I watched that shit on DVD for the first time. Okay? When A Good Christmas was getting marked down DVDs from Walmart, okay, that's you watched Big Mama's House too. Okay, that's how it went.
What a sad existence.
Shit.
The Judd Apatow verse. Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow movies are not white trash.
That's what I was going to ask. But
some of his movies are just trash. Funny People is trash.
Funny People is fantastic.
Funny People is trash.
Funny People is one of my favorite movies. The jokes, man, they get off. Aubrey Plaza is fantastic.
I was waiting for Funny People to end about 4 different times, okay? Wow. And then they kept going.
It's about the sad life of a comedian. Now, don't get me wrong.
It got real convoluted
right about the time where they were over at his ex's.
Yes, stuff. It started. I thought it was about to end. And then it keeps going for another hour and a half.
They sat in the diner and talked about jokes. That's a good movie. That's a really good movie. We don't have to talk bad about Funny People. It's such a good movie.
But definitely Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is
100%. He goes to school or whatever.
Billy Madison.
Definitely. Billy Madison, for sure.
A lot of Adam Sandler movies fall into that category.
Big Daddy is definitely.
I wipe my own ass.
Bro, I learned how to like tie my shoes to that movie. Okay, that's as white trash as you can get. I learned from a movie from Adam Sandler.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroo Jack.
Scuba Steve.
Kangaroo Jack is just a shit tier movie.
Yeah, it's just a shitty movie.
I thought that
happens to star Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson is in a fuck ton of white trash movies.
Yeah. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers for sure.
I don't think it is.
Beyonce would never be in a white trash movie.
My girl just made me sit through the whole trilogy like not even a month ago, and I'm telling you, I don't think it's white trash.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes. No, not white. I don't think so.
That one's on edge.
No,
Napoleon Dynamite transcends. It's a weirdo movie.
Yeah, but it's not a white trash.
Also, so guys,
Back to the Future.
This is a fun game.
Back to the Future might.
Nah, that's a.
There's a whole
trash,
ass like.
I would say white trash, but maybe 3. With the Wild West.
Why would it be? How many?
Segregation.
You watched every Back to the Future?
Yeah, the third one's about the Wild West. They put it on a train.
Really, I've never seen a single Back to the Future movie. I guarantee you.
That's the Rick and Morty.
That's that token part of my life right there. But deadass, no. Like, the first one, right, is all about them trying to go. Like, Back to the Future, he goes into the past, right, almost fucks his mom, right? Yeah. Back to the Future 2, right?
Grandma.
No, his mom.
Yeah,
it was his all right, mom.
All right, Back to the Future.
Dude, that's out of pocket.
White trash, but like
almost fucking your mom is out of pocket. Your grandma, I could understand.
White trash. Back to the Future 2, right? He actually goes into the future, right? That's where his kids are fucking up, right? Kids are fucking up. Now we gotta like fix that. That's his whole issue now. His kid's a bitch, right? Then Back to the Future 3, right? Doc allegedly dies in Back to the Future 2. Spoiler alert, right? Allegedly dies. They're like, oh shit! They find a letter. He's actually in the Wild West. He travels super far back in time. But the problem is that at the time, nothing went 80 miles an hour, 88 miles an hour. That was the big deal. 88 miles an hour was the fucking velocity you had to achieve.
You're explaining Back to the Future, and I don't give a flying.
There is no horsepower strong enough for that.
Yeah. I'm saying that like these very well possibly could be white trash movies.
If you daisy chain 30 horses, you can go 88 miles an hour.
What the fuck? You said a Pony Express, nigga? Like,
he just got a daisy chain.
Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs is white trash.
It is.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, Man of the House.
What the fuck is Man of the House?
I've never seen
Tommy Lee Jones, where he's
Tommy Lee Jones is white trash, bro.
And that's Men in Black. Also starring Will Smith.
Christina Milian is in...
That's two. No, she's not. And you're talking about someone else. You're not talking about Christina Milian.
Bring back the house.
You're talking about
Man of the House.
You're talking about Bring It On. Christina Milian is in Bring It On. Bring It On 2?
It's 5 in the morning in a hotel room, guys.
Gabrielle Union is in...
5 in the morning in a hotel room, guys. It's 5 in the morning in the hotel room, guys.
It's 2 in the afternoon somewhere, okay?
No, I'm saying because y'all are loud.
You gotta believe there's nobody in this hotel.
Y'all are so damn near the airport.
Okay. No, because I feel like at any given time, this nigga was supposed to come in here and stop this. A white trash movie does not have to be, like, poorly rated.
I'm not saying that that's a requirement.
It just has to be. It just has to be,
a
like...
a lot of them are.
A good bit of Disney movies.
What Disney movie is like the white trash movie?
Bugs Life?
Life.
I'm not talking about the not talking about the animated ones. I'm talking about the ones that where they would cast kids. I remember this rollerblading one where they fucked up homie's hairline so bad that it was just a fucking.
You talking about Roll Bounce is not a Disney movie.
Wow.
It's a rollerblading movie. I can't remember.
It's a fucking. It's Brink. It's fucking Brink. Brink is not a white trash.
Thank you.
I like it too, but homies.
Prism, we appreciate that.
Brink is not,
Brink is that movie. And yeah, you're right. But I wouldn't say it's a white trash movie.
Brink has been a white
Corbin
trash
movie. Corbin Blue was the lead, wasn't he?
No, he's not.
No.
What movie are you thinking about where Corbin
Brink.
Blue
I was
is?
Like, he was a black kid, though, wasn't it?
That's fucking Kiki
Palmer. Yeah. Oh, no, it was two white kids. It was two white kids. Yeah.
You're thinking of Jumpy.
Motocrossed?
Yeah.
Motocrossed? Yeah. Motocrossed, where the girl is like trying to be her brother.
That's a good movie.
What's the one where Amanda Bynes does that for her brother?
She's the man.
She's the man.
That's a white trash.
Isn't this all like.
Also, I thought. Did I hear some Bugs Life slander? Because if anything, Ants is the white movie, okay? Ants is the white trash movie.
Am I today years old?
Ants.
Finding out that what your name is a fan of Bugs Life?
I'm more of a fan of Bugs Life than Ants. Okay?
Ants is good.
Ants is not good.
Ants
yes, it
is not
is.
Good.
Ants is terrifying.
Ants was scary. Yes.
What's the main character's name in Ants?
I can't. I can't tell you.
Shut the fuck up, not you.
Z.
All the white people, exactly. Yeah, right? Other than
And they were fighting grasshoppers or something, right?
That was Bugs Life. Yeah,
Bugs Life. Termites. They were spitting acid at these niggas, and it was like people were getting burned
alive. I think
alive.
It's just because ants is scary.
That's why it was so good.
Yeah, nah, I mean, it was terrifying. I didn't say it was.
I feel like Woody Allen did ants for some reason. I don't know why.
Why do I feel like Woody Allen?
He had something to do with it, right?
Woody Allen doing that.
Toy Story.
B-movie. Yeah.
B-movie is white trash.
Anything with Seinfeld.
No, Seinfeld's actually a great show.
No,
I
said anything with Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld is not white trash. Niggas love Jerry Seinfeld. Let's not do that.
Tell me about a non-white trash Jerry Seinfeld film.
You can't tell me more than two Jerry Seinfeld
films. That's exactly why I said, and they're both white trash.
The only one I have is B-movie, so please tell me what the other
I don't know
Jerry
another
Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld movie.
Perfect Christmas? With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he gets that Turbo Man.
Oh, Turbo Man?
Yeah.
No, that's not, that's Jingle All the Way.
Jingle
All the
Way is not called Turbo Man.
Yeah, there was a Turbo Man
that
in Jingle All the Way.
Anytime you can confuse the name of the movie, you could probably dump that in the white trash.
No,
it's definitely called Jingle All the Way.
Definitely called Jingle All the Way, because there was, like, I think even a sequel, okay?
Nah.
What?
Yes.
Turbo Man 2?
Yeah, Turbo Man 2, exactly.
It's Turban Time.
Power Rangers.
No.
There is a Power Rangers movie that's white trash.
Which one?
The Turbo
movie.
Turbo, yes. Turbo.
Thank you.
Turbo.
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Okay, hold on.
The Turbo, yes.
They get big cars, big ass wheels, dirt. They get on a boat.
Yeah.
They get a little kid that turns into an adult.
Yeah, fuck.
They gets to join the crew.
Yeah, which doesn't even make sense.
I think there's a submarine at some point. I don't know.
What's his name? Butch? Like
Bill?
The fucking two side clowns.
Power Ranger family.
I can't remember the little nigga's name. Like, I know every Rocky because they're real members of fucking Power Rangers.
Turbo is the worst season.
They so never show. Yeah. It depends on where you're talking about.
When
they first dropped the Zeo powers, right? When they get rid of the Zeo powers, they're like, show, we got to go to shift into Turbo.
You know, to be honest,
Tommy as the Red Ranger was killing it, all right?
I'm very fuzzy on the timeline.
I have no differentiation between Turbo and Zeo. Okay.
Yeah, I've never even
all of them looked
Zeo.
Whack.
Zeo crystals.
So wait. How does it go? So it goes Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin, Zeo, Turbo.
So Turbo does not come immediately after Mighty Morphin.
No, Mighty Morphin.
In the movie canon, yes.
Mighty Morphin's 14 seasons long. So like we had Alien Rangers, we had Ninja Rangers. There was so much shit happening.
And then when did they go to space?
That's right after Turbo. Because
when was Wesley the Red Ranger?
Wes is not. Wes was a. Wes is Time Force. Wesley is Time Force, and he wasn't supposed to be the Red Ranger.
Why is the Quantum Ranger also red?
The Quantum Ranger is only red because.
I hated that season. It was always a confusing season.
Okay. He's only red because
the morphers like they're like on a color spectrum, so he can only access the color of that morpher. In a
the red represents the spikes inside the Tyrannosaurus, the Q Rex's mouth.
Charisma.
That's
he was just a darker red. The same thing they did with Storm Ninja Storm Force. They had the freaking
color we have a Silver Ranger and a Titanium.
But
red.
Where is Wild Force? Okay,
where is Wild Force?
The Red Ranger got arrested for murder. Okay,
no. Okay, hold
Lost Galaxy was scary, bro.
Lost Galaxy was scary, bro.
Scrubs, white trash television.
Yeah. No. It's about doctors.
No.
MASH is white trash.
Yeah.
But that's my name is Earl is white trash.
So there's a lot of white trash television, Earl, but that's because that formed television. The reason why we have Nielsen ratings, like Nielsen Home shit, is because white trash. Like white trash TV, TV dinner, like that era of motherfucker. Like this was the general person you're trying to market to as far as TV went. So like dead ass, I feel like there's so many white trash TV shows. General fucking Hospital or like what was it? General Hospital.
General Hospital.
General Hospital. That's a goddamn ER. Like Grey's Anatomy.
I had a motherfucker walk into the nukes that I worked at from General Hospital. Okay,
like, I'll put that in the edgelord overlap.
I never watched X-Men.
At this point, I feel like white trash is like a weird pie chart, a Venn diagram.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you just try to like take the whole white trash aspect out of being white trash.
No, I mean, but I'm saying that like white trash, right, can fall, like you can have, the same way like I'm a nigga, right? But I'm also like a token, right?
Are you?
You can be white trash and an edgelord. You can be white trash and alt kid, white trash emo.
So what are you saying?
But I'm saying, like, we have an overlap. If we were going to put, like, make a chart, we're going to try to chart these movies, right? Because I'm almost like, damn, this would be awesome visually. Like, we did, like, a visual representation to put, like, movies that are, like, overlap into different categories. I'm not going to do it,
there's no
such
thing as a token movie, though.
Is there not a token movie yet? We got to get on that.
Maybe Dope, but, like,
Dope,
that's also
for
not.
Sure. No, that Dope is close. Dope is really close. Almost Sorry to Bother
Beat.
You.
Almost Beat. Sorry to Bother You.
That's a movie Beats.
Which
it's
one?
Beat. It's a music movie.
Say it one more time.
Beat?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Anthony Anderson?
Yes.
Yes, I actually love that. That's how I found out about ZZ Gibson.
Yeah.
Because he's got that one song, that bitch is bad. Like,
that's
I was like,
a Travis Scott song, right?
A ZZ Gibson?
That's how you heard of a ZZ Gibson?
Deadass. I have not heard a ZZ Gibson until I watched Beat with Anthony Anderson. Because Dreezy's in that, actually. She's the female rapper on the other label.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Dreezy's the female from the female rapper from Dreamville, not motherfucking Ari Lennox.
Is not a rapper.
She's a rapper. Dreezy's a rapper. She rapped Kodak Black about the presidency.
Never Back Down is a white trash movie. Never Back Down is a
Never Back Down is a
white
trash movie.
Because look, it's got magical black man teaches him how to fight.
Yeah.
Solves all the problems.
You just got served. You got served? Yeah, right? You got served?
Omarion and fucking Emmanuel Hudson?
No. The guy who taught that guy MMA.
There's a white dude with spiky hair.
Yeah, no.
All I know
is.
Yeah.
Jaimon.
And they
Jimon. I can't.
That was Jimbe Mungalau.
Oh.
Fast and Furious Tokyo
his name,
Drift.
His first name is DJ Imon.
Bro,
That's Tokyo Drift, yes.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift is definitely a white trash movie.
It's so funny because it's in Tokyo.
Bro.
Every piece of shit I know with a manual loves that movie.
It's like, yo, man, watch me drop it in a second, right after neutral. All right, hit this turn, neutral. E-brake.
Bitch, you know that's an emergency brake, right? This is not no emergency.
Yeah, nah, man, the hoes are in danger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to save you from that awkward transition, yes. Me and the boy have been working, well, not working, but we're in the process of putting together some shit.
Spitballing.
We're spitballing some shit to appeal to...
New merch!
It's not merch, because it's not, like, what are you promoting? Merch is for promotion.
It's literally just an ad lib, nigga.
Why would you use that? No. Me and the young lad, you know, fucking what's your name here has been a very good friend of mine for like damn near 13 years. I don't fucking know.
Sounds about right.
And I was like, you know, these fucking bootleg shirts and shit, they're fucking really popular now. But it was really, because I told you how, like, I came up with it. This is like a...
Yeah, welcome to the behind the scenes type shit.
Yeah, like. Yeah, this is like a thing for, like, the future or whatever, right? So you know the movie Poetic Justice or whatever, right?
Yes.
And you know bootleg shirts are getting really fucking popular.
Absolutely.
But there was this, like, white kid that was wearing a Poetic Justice shirt. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that nigga has never seen that movie a day in his fucking life.
He doesn't know who the fuck's in the movie.
He doesn't even know who the fuck that... nigga, it's Tupac and Janet Jackson.
But the funniest thing about Poetic Justice shirts is they don't always have characters from the movie on them.
They know it's Tupac in the movie.
Sometimes.
You've never seen a Poetic Justice shirt?
No, I've seen some. I've seen a
Poetic... Who else are we putting on the Poetic Justice shirt?
Walmart is on the Poetic Justice
shirt. I've seen a Poetic Justice shirt.
The homie that's brushing his hair all the time.
Yeah. Ah, true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
it's just the font and the color scheme, like dead ass.
Oh yeah, okay. I get what you mean. That's what I'm saying. The one that I fucking see is always the one.
I know what you're talking about. I was just saying, like, that's how wild it is with like that particular IP. Like, people put that shit on everything.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, you know what I mean? Even walking through San Antonio today, it was like a million niggas with Ice Cube shirts.
Oh yeah, I did see that white kid with the Ice Cube shirt, and I was like, nigga,
like Mike.
Who out here wearing a Like Mike shirt? Like,
no, that's just a like that's just Mike, a white trash movie. White trash. It's got Bow Wow in it.
We
learned
math through basketball.
You know why?
Angles and shit.
You know why?
Because
Like Mike was there to make like Lil Bow Wow approachable, even more approachable to the white audiences. Jermaine Dupri knew what he was doing, or he thought he did.
Even more approachable than his first album.
I definitely feel like Lil Bow Wow was definitely very approachable.
I mean, he was a small child. Like, I was like, how edgy could he be? But at the same time,
it's like whenever you bring
a
puppy,
breakout.
It's like whenever you bring a pit bull puppy around people, so they can identify not to bite this person, and they know they'll be safe. Kind of shit like that.
Bow Wow is the pit bull puppy in the situation.
Maybe, hey, yeah. You never know how a person's gonna grow up.
You
know,
your hand, you put it in front of Bow Wow's nose. Just, like,
put him in the white folks' faces. He's real young.
Bow Wow. Bow. Yeah, you know.
What's his real name?
Friend. What is Bow Wow's real name?
Bow Wow's real name is
Shad. Yeah.
Shad. I was like, yeah.
But Wowie Zowsers.
He did the Look at Me Now remix. Yeah, right.
Did he?
Nah.
He definitely has.
I just gotta get you out of my system.
No, nigga.
Are you talking about X?
Don't make
remix?
Me look stupid. He's definitely got a fucking Look at Me Now remix.
Hold on. Bow Wow? Everybody had a little Look at Me Now remix.
No, but Bow Wow's got popular.
Is it late?
They probably got like 30,000 views.
Oh, at the time.
Look at me. Fuck on me.
It was not.
Look at me. Fuck on me.
Hold on. I'm not gonna look stupid.
While he's looking that up, though, you did say Look at Me. That made me think of XXXTentacion. You guys gonna be checking out the new
documentary
that came out?
Look at Me documentary. I already watched it.
I might look at the.
Did you already check it out? What do you think?
Bro.
Don't spoil it, but like, no, like yeah. was it at least informative? Like, more informative than what we're getting?
It's more. On what is it are you trying to be informed on? Is it the question?
I mean, like, because anytime I see, like, is it a biopic? Is it, like, just, like, detailing, like, facts about his, like, shit? Like, was it his final days? Yeah. Like, what's the shit?
It's just more kind of, like, leading up to, like, what he was doing before the fame, what kind of person he was, what he endured throughout his childhood.
Dive into, like, his, like, the allegations, and, like, his, like,
yeah.
I mean, some of that shit he just admits to. Like, I mean, if you guys don't know, Like, if you've ever, if you've never had a chance to like watch an XXXTentacion video, or if you don't even know who the fuck,
it also goes into detail of why he did his music videos the way he did too.
Really?
So yeah,
that's what the fuck is that? I like the sauce. That's the reason why you even watch.
Get Hume is fucking stupid.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Oh, his kid's name.
That's a fucking stupid ass name, nigga.
He made that word up.
He made that word up, and then he told us what that made up word meant. And all these niggas was like, oh, yeah.
It's like an extended state of, like, you know, consciousness.
I'm in the next Gekyun of time.
Yeah, I'm in the next Gekyun.
What?
You don't know what's
I thought it was Gekyume, I'm not going to lie. But no. And then he said Gekyum, and
turns out it's that.
But seriously, would you recommend it? Like the XXXTentacion documentary.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a fan, I'm a fan.
Okay. Better than Genius.
Would you say that if you weren't a fan, right? Would you think this nigga wildin'?
In the next Gekki of time.
Let me let this nigga wrap it up, and get to this point here. But I want to actually talk about Genius a little bit because I got you guys for a little bit of time. I want to fuck around and like bullshit you out of
Baby Genius is a white trash.
Baby Genius is a fucking great. Look who's talking now.
Cats it's and dogs.
But would you say that it would convert a non-fan to a fan of XXXTentacion?
No, to be honest, no.
No, there's not enough in there to redeem the man. Or like,
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like you're going to like him or not. Okay. So if you already don't like him, you're not really going to get anything out of it to really change. Yeah.
It doesn't give you any information that might like flip the perspective.
Okay. I mean, the man was pretty open as is. Like,
true. He was like, yeah, I just grabbed the motherfucker and I beat his head against the wall. Like,
yeah.
Man said many a crazy thing during a No Jumper podcast. Many a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's everything
before
that he's already
no
open about.
Jumper was, like, before I really like started Adam? Watching No Jumper, I was fucking around with XXXTentacion on the shit. I was like, oh, shit. This is wild.
Now, that was a young nigga. So the fucking song, Look At Me,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It interpolates some horror movie. What movie was it?
Oh, my God.
I just know it uses the same sample as a Lil Dicky song.
Yes. And that's
Too High.
Too High. Yeah. Yeah. So, really, XXXTentacion.
It bit off. So, Lil Dicky. You're saying that Drake... Right? Drake built that whole sound for 3 years on Lil Dicky bars?
I don't want to get too far away from this.
I thought we were talking about the sample.
You just unlocked a memory of my
white trash.
So, yeah, on the song that Drake bit the flow.
Exactly.
When he bit the flow from XXXTentacion. Yeah, when he bit that one off. Do you know the sample for that song? For Kissing My Teeth by Drake? Do you know what the sample is?
No. What is it?
It's so crazy.
I don't know. I'm curious to know now.
You hear this?
Yeah.
You know what this sample is?
It's Saw?
Do you know what this sample is?
Is it from Saw?
This is Sonic 06.
What?
Sonic 06.
Zach Fox had it right on that Kenny beats.
This is
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, this is Sonic?
Yeah, this is His World. The Sonic 06 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes sense.
It's wild.
That means Yuji Naka is getting a check off XXXTentacion and Drake at the same time.
Sega.
Japanese niggas running shit.
Japanese niggas got the copyrights for everything.
Shout out Sega.
Shout out to you, Sonic the
Hedgehog.
That's
so great. My bad, but yeah.
No. That's a fantastic fun fact.
Poor Drake.
Poor Drake. He really.
Drake will be okay. I promise you.
Speaking of somebody else that looks at current events, right, and then tries to build a sound off it, right? This nigga brought up Genius, the documentary. Old news, of course, right? But it's still something that I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about. Now, we all know that the Kanye situation, nobody's getting converted to be a fan as far as the Genius situation. But I got to know, did you actually get through the whole thing?
I have not yet watched the entire thing.
I don't feel like I'm a nigga that needs to watch a Kanye documentary.
And I understand that because I feel like that's how I feel too because...
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, man. It's... I feel like this is stuff I know, like right. Stuff that I don't have to watch a documentary to know.
I don't have to watch a nigga do a fucking commentary on anything Kanye does, because I'm just going to be like, yeah, for sure, that's exactly what happened. I remember
I've been
that.
Watching Kanye making beats in studios since, like, the early days of YouTube.
Oh, good.
No, for real. I've been around Kanye for a long time, right? I've been a very big fan of his, and I really did think. I was like, oh, there's no way I can get more sauce. There's no way I can get more sauce.
So you watched the movie.
But I watched it, right? Do you guys know about Channel Zero?
So I watched the Kardashians.
No, do you guys know about Channel Zero?
What about it?
No? Okay. It's not like a huge deal. I'm not trying to fucking like give you a huge reel, but Channel Zero is technically what put Kanye Simeon, right? The guy, like, there was a Chicago thing, right? It was just a Chicago-based couple of niggas, right? They would go out, record themselves, record parties, different shit, and they would call it like Channel Zero. They were the only Chicago like news outlet coverage, right, that was really going on with the hip hop shit. They actually cover Kanye. This is just a little shit from the documentary. Like, yeah, you can watch this shit. It's not like fucking hot sauce or anything. But they actually cover Kanye like way before he ever started. He was still very much producing. I'm talking like glasses Kanye, big teeth Kanye. Like, he was just a nigga that they put the camera on for a couple of seconds, right? So, like, as his career starts and moves on, Channel Zero starts to die down. But Kanye's moving in such a crazy direction, these niggas decide, yo, let's just make a documentary about Kanye's life. And so since way back before College Dropout came out, these niggas from Channel Zero, just, I think his nigga's name is Nudie, but, like, yeah, Nudie. This nigga basically has been recording Kanye's life, like, from that point, like, yeah, till now. And that's a lot of fucking footage that I'd never seen in my goddamn life. And honestly, when Kanye was telling niggas, these bitches, when Kanye was telling niggas that, like, he really was locked in a room, making five beats a day for 3 summers, he really did play his music and nobody listened. Like, you can see it in the documentary, like, literally niggas just not paying attention to what the fuck he had to say or anything like that in offices. It's awkward as fuck, but it's great information.
Straight up disregarding him, like,
yeah, no, it was wild.
I'm still not going to watch a Kanye documentary. I'm not. Why the fuck would I do
what
that?
What I say is this. Like, if you're a Kanye fan, but you just want to kind of look into some shit, like, watch the first one. Because, like, that will give you information that you didn't have prior to. Like, I'll be like, even now, like, you don't know who the fuck Child Zero is. You can find out who that is by watching the first one.
They're not Ralph.
But I'll say, like, you can
I know skip. It's not Channel Orange.
Channel 3 is for my game.
You can probably skip the third one.
Hey, put that hole on Channel 3, nigga. We about to play some Wind Waker.
Was there anybody else that didn't use Channel 3? Like, we only use Channel 3, but was there any other TVs?
I mean,
out there?
Channel 3, 4? Channel 2 sometimes, I guess.
Who the fuck used
depending
Channel 2?
And then if depending your TV went down TV. To video, then you didn't have to worry about Channel 3. Yeah. But, you know, video 1, 2, and 3. And then you got Channel 1, AB. 2, and 3.
Rich, they got the video channel.
All that shit aside, man, I love this nice little diatribe here, but that was just to say, like, nigga, you barely glazed over the fucking fact that we possibly gonna be making clothes.
Yeah, y'all see it in the video. Y'all see it.
Yeah, y'all gonna see it in the motherfucking video, but, like, dead ass, we're making motherfucking clothes. We're not making clothes.
There has not been a single item of clothing.
These are clothes.
But yes, it is in the process. Yes,
nobody's sewing, but we are buying blanks. We are printing tees.
You ain't did shit.
We are doing these things.
We will buy blinks.
We have a fire concept that y'all niggas will see it very soon. If the podcast did not get past the first, like, 2 hours, I would elaborate, but you know.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What we're going to do is wrap this shit up. Love you, motherfuckers. Let me get to closing thoughts, because I never asked anybody what closing thoughts were. But
why do it today?
Because I know these things. It's great. Yo, what's your name? You got any closing thoughts? Anything you want to share with the people? Because this is your time on wax, man. You get an opportunity to say what you want. This camera. What you want to say?
I guess, you know, keep your ears up, keep your ears listening. You know, keep your eyes open. Things are coming. You know, keep listening to the pod. I mean, shit's coming. Don't worry. I mean, real G's move in silence like lasagna. Okay.
Shout out to Lasagnas.
All right. That was cool. You hear from which? What's your name? Let me hear from Mango, nigga. Leave me your closing thoughts. Anything you want to share with the people? Anything you want to, like, close? You give the nigga some knowledge. Give some wisdom. Chuck some motherfucking nuggets at these niggas.
Caught a second wind.
I hope there was a close-up in between these takes of my eyes being closed because I'm very tired.
So my man's got to view an apartment in 3 hours.
Yeah. But overall, man, it was a fun time. I'm happy that I was able to spend time with all my brothers here. Well-spoken token is the next podcast coming out of East Texas for show.
It's the only podcast.
Hey, this is the only one that's getting traction, and that's all it is.
What traction?
Goddamn right.
It's on the pavement.
Hey, and the Patreon coming
let
soon.
That nigga, let that nigga give me my flowers. I need them.
Indeed.
But overall,
you know,
man,
gonna be two episodes, right?
That was the point.
But overall, tap in, half, listen right? up, and mix Mike till I die.
Tap in, mix Mike till he dies. He's probably got some artist or some shit like that, but they ain't got nothing coming. But they will. So be looking out. We're gonna put all these motherfuckers' socials in the descriptions. If y'all got any other music, we probably put that out there too. Fucking embarrass these niggas. Put all shit out there. Put the links in that.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Just check out their socials. You'll be able to see how their all work. Hopefully. Also, though, if you have any time, go type in TDG Marine USMC 95.
Why? No.
That's YouTube. Okay. It's not going to make it.
On YouTube?
It's not making it.
If you're interested in that rabbit hole.
And just go down the rabbit hole. This is a little spot. You know,
we don't got to talk about
this. Some familiar faces.
Talk about the extended universe. Okay.
The extended universe.
This is not World 356.
I don't think I've been on a video since a random video mashup, maybe.
Shout out to random video mashups. Shout out to old school home stuff. Shout out to y'all. Love y'all.
The backrooms lore here.
Hey, bro. Go ahead. Give them closing statements. You got to get some shit to say? All right, cool. Bet. Thanks for coming to the Well Spoken Token podcast. We love you so good.
The Lazarus much. Effect.
That bad childish movie. All right, stop the recording.
All right, yeah, stop it.
Child's play.
We love y'all.
It's
bye.
Not Jesus Christ, but that's all right. I'm going to keep it to myself because I don't want to scare myself.